this week, we've been flying into the truths we've outgrown. On Monday, we talked about why I stopped worshiping the grind. Tuesday, we shed the weight of unnecessary apologies. Wednesday, we laid down the myth of always being a strong one. Thursday, we stepped away from the urge to fix everything for everyone. And today? Today is about releasing the need to perform healing like a dance routine. Welcome back to the Altitude Sessions, where we rise above the noise to name what's real. I'm your host, Robin Box, and this is for anyone who's ever been told to put on a smile when their soul was unraveling. Let's fly. I was raised to be strong, to take the hit, to keep it moving. To cry, sure, but do it quietly, neatly, preferably in private. And then come back smiling like nothing happened. But here's the truth. I've been hurt so many times I stopped blinking when it happened. Disappointment became routine. Letdowns were expected. So I stopped reacting. Not because I didn't feel, but because I was tired of explaining pain to people who only wanted the digestible version. And when I finally broke, when I couldn't fake it anymore, the room got quiet. People didn't know what to say. Some said, just pray harder. Some said, you're strong, you got this. And some just backed away. I wasn't met with softness, I was met with discomfort. And that was the day I realized, I don't owe anyone a polished version of my pain. Healing doesn't always come with a glow. Sometimes it looks like isolation. Sometimes it looks like silence. Sometimes it looks like staying in bed, not returning texts, and asking God if he sees you at all. And yet, we heal anyway. Not in a straight line, not for Instagram, but in real, messy, crooked steps. We don't need to be graceful about it. We don't need to be poetic. We don't need to be palatable. Some of us were born into silence, taught that strength meant suppression. But the truth is, we were always allowed to be loud, to break, to fall apart and not put ourselves back together in public, just so others wouldn't feel uncomfortable. This episode is for the version of you who's still unraveling, who's healing behind closed doors, who's learned that pain doesn't need permission to be valid, and that being strong without softness is not a flex, it's a wound in disguise. You don't have to be inspirational every time you hurt. You don't have to be profound. You just have to be honest. So if today your healing feels heavy and hidden, know this, you are not behind. You are not too much. And you damn sure don't owe the world a tidy version of what it broke. You're allowed to heal in the mess. And in that mess, your power is being reborn. This has been the Altitude Sessions. For those of us who heal out loud, cry in secret, and learn to hold space for both, this guy was made for you. Until next time, I'm Robin Vox. No more shrinking, no more silencing. Let your truth echo in the open air. I'll see you in the sky.